This is Ask the Expert on the Talk of Delmarva, 92.7 WGMD.
WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to Saturday morning. I have never seen this much snow piled up anywhere on Delmarva since Valentine's Day of 1979. And I'm not kidding. Now then, I'm rolling out Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers, primarily because our guests this morning on Ask the Expert are Laurent Deputy from Sleep Emporium, and his guest, Dr. Lucy Gambardella, a sleep coach and nurse. And good morning to you, Laurent and Dr. Lucy. What's going on?
Cold.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. And because the weather is so terrible out there, I think most people understand that it's safer to call in by phone. But I digress. Now then, sleep cures, sleep heals. Sleep is a physiological necessity on the same level as food and water, is it not?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It affects every system of your body when you don't get enough.
Now, yesterday, Linda was out shoveling snow. Okay. Linda was a very, very serious jock when she was in college and just growing up as super tomboy and all that kind of stuff. So she can actually go out there and she can shovel several tons of snow and she does not get winded. You know, she doesn't feel stressed or anything like that. However, when she came in, she said she was so sore. She could barely move. And this morning when she woke up, she said, you know, I'm still a little bit sore here and there, but boy, I feel a lot better. Sleep is the ideal thing after a tremendous amount of exercise like that, isn't it?
It is. It's actually a healing process. That's why sleep is so important. It gives our bodies a chance to rejuvenate and fix up things that maybe were affected in that particular 24-hour day. So she did a good thing that she made sure she got a good night's sleep after doing all that heavy exercise. The snow was very heavy.
To say nothing of a huge plate of spaghetti and meatballs, that is helpful too. No question. Now, Laurent, let me ask you a question. You are operating Sleep Emporium, which is right on Coastal Highway. It's 18675 Coastal Highway in the Midway Shopping Center. And most people know that that is where the movies at Midway are located. My question for you is, I'm sure that the majority of people are not sleeping the right way, and the majority of people may not realize that the right kind of mattress, the right kind of pillow, things of that nature may be depriving them of the sleep that they need. What recommendations do you have for folks?
Well, obviously, as we all know, everybody has their own ritual of how they sleep. As you mentioned, we are not sleeping well as a society as a whole. And a lot of things can lead to that result. And many of that could be a poor mattress or not as comfortable pillow. Because as we know, when we get the pillow, usually it starts off well, then all of a sudden starts, you know, it gets a little bit worn where it really is not effective. And that's where at the Sleep Emporium, we have a variety of sleep-related products that can help the individual get comfortable, that we can customize based upon how people sleep. Obviously, some people like their mattresses firm, some people like it soft, and the same thing with their pillow. In conjunction with that, as you were talking about with that example of the person shoveling snow, there are people that have different types of ailments that specific mattresses that we carry can help with some of those things to help rejuvenate, speed up the rejuvenation process, as meaning adapting to the individual's pressure points to help them be able to get a good night's sleep.
Okay. All righty. We are going to briefly break. It is almost 13 minutes after 8 o'clock at 92.7 WGMD. This is Ask the Expert. And Laurent Deputy and Dr. Lucy Gambardella from Sleep Emporium in the Midway Shopping Center on Route 1 between Rehoboth and Lewis are with us. WGMD, the talk of Delmarva. This is Ask the Expert. It's 8:15 on this snowy Saturday morning. The snow isn't coming down. It's just all over the roads. Little Sweet Dreams from Patsy Cline there, because we have Laurent Deputy and Dr. Lucy Gambarella from the Sleep Emporium in the Midway Shopping Center between Lewis and Rehoboth, the northbound side of Route 1, with us. And Laurent and Dr. Lucy, I'm certain that you wish sweet dreams to absolutely everybody, but there are some people that just can never get a good night's sleep. Some of the problems are pretty serious medical problems, like sleep apnea. Some people need a CPAP. Do you work with CPAP systems there?
Obviously, a lot of people come in looking for CPAP supplies and such. We do carry specific pillows for CPAP users, because obviously if you have a CPAP, it's an adjustment, and sometimes the pillow you have might not be the right one. Other things we carry to support the CPAPs are cleaning systems that you see probably later in the evenings that talk about disinfecting the CPAP machine. But typically for medical-related CPAP products, that's typically something that's done at a DME company that specializes in that.
Now, sleep apnea, this can be actually a very, very serious medical problem, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
How is that normally treated? What exactly causes it? I mean, almost everyone has heard someone who sleeps with there's silence for 20, 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden just a huge like that. Tell us what's going on when somebody has that problem.
Typically what happens is it's an airway obstruction or partial obstruction. And typically, like you said, usually one of the indicators is the snoring sound. And in conjunction with other things like tiredness or witness apneas and such. But for the most part, when you don't hear any sound, when you hear the snoring, sometimes that's a complete closure of that. And as you were mentioning, that's definitely something that needs to be assessed by a medical professional. But for snoring, it doesn't always indicate that they have sleep apnea. There are people that have snoring and do not have sleep apnea. And typically for those individuals, we do have products at the store that can assist with being able to really adjust their position to allow them to be able to keep the airway open and hopefully reduce or eliminate the snoring altogether.
Not being able to get enough sleep is truly one of the worst plagues of modern mankind. And Dr. Lucy, you are a nurse and nurse educator. How exactly, I mean, how many times have I heard the phrase, you didn't come into the hospital to sleep, okay? I mean, I've been hospitalized. Heck, I'll be 63 in the summertime, but you just don't get enough sleep in a hospital. I've never been able to figure out why they allow that to happen. What do you think?
I think it's the hospital routine that interferes with the sleep process. There are certain things that they have to do. They've got to come in. They have to take your blood pressure and other vital signs. They might have to come in and give you medications. They might have to come in and take you down to a test. So your whole sleep cycle gets a little bit crazy when you're hospitalized. And anytime you disrupt the sleep cycle, you're going to have difficulty either falling asleep, staying asleep. And it's unfortunate, but the priority of what the hospital needs to accomplish while you're in there with your illness takes precedence, unfortunately, over the body's need for sleep. So it's not a good thing, but I don't think anyone has really figured out the way to correct that in the hospital setting. But we do know that without sleep, every system in the body gets affected. And statistics tell us that really over 40 million Americans every year suffer some type of insomnia. And so the need to try to correct whatever the underlying cause is very important. We don't want it to become chronic insomnia. Many people experience insomnia once in a while. They might be ill currently, or they may have a particular worry on their mind, or they're a little depressed, or maybe they don't get enough exercise. All of those kinds of things can contribute to you not being able to sleep. So for the most part, if we treat the underlying cause, we can take care of the insomnia itself. But when it becomes chronic, it's a little more difficult to do that. We know that in adults, older adults in particular, the sleep cycle is drastically affected, and sleep changes in that age population. So it's important to understand what your sleep needs are, and there are many, many products at the Sleep Emporium that can help to correct some of the issues that affect an individual's really good sleep. We want them to get into a good sleep. Those sweet dreams are not just a song. It really is important to be able to get into a deep sleep, because that's what helps us to feel the most rested.
Okay.
Got a question? We've got the answer. Call Ask the Expert now at 945-9292, 800-518-9292, or pound 927 on your Verizon wireless phone.
92.7 WGMD, the Talk of Delmarva, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a less and less snowbound morning here on Delmarva. There has been some plowing. We'll get you the information on the roads as well as the weather in a short while. But right now on Ask the Expert, LaRon Deputy and Dr. Lucy Gambarella, I'm sorry, doctor. It's still a little bit early this morning, but you know, we've been talking about sleep, and some people like to lay flat on their backs and that's it. Others will sleep on one side or another. Some people sleep on their stomach, and some people like me change, constantly during the night. Is this an indication that, I mean, the fact that I'm kind of a restless sleeper, fitful, you know, is this an indication of something wrong, or is it just that different people sleep different ways? What's the deal?
Typically, I think for the most part, that's typically what it is. I mean, it depends on obviously what's going on with the individual. Some people obviously can't sleep in certain positions because of certain ailments they're dealing with. But for the most part, typically most people can only sleep in a certain position for a period of time, because obviously as you are sleeping in a position, gravity happens, and obviously it starts becoming, starts having tension points in various areas of the body. And that's why people sometimes change positions. Now, ultimately, if it's consistently during the night, it could be, like you're saying, something else going on. Typically, the majority of things that sometimes could happen, that's why people are always restless, could be a symptom called restless legs, where individuals have sensations that affect their limbs, typically the legs, that obviously cause them to be changing positions or moving their limbs multiple times during the night.
Now, of course, Dr. Lucy, this is something to which you probably cannot relate, but I think LaRon and I can. Sometimes when males get past a certain age, one must wake up and visit the men's room, sometimes more than once at night. This is actually kind of a urologist problem, though, isn't it?
It is. But it does affect the quality of your sleep. So, as I said earlier, sometimes we have to look at the underlying cause of either our inability to stay asleep or to fall asleep and correct that cause. It's true that age brings its own set of issues that can affect our sleep problems, and urology problems are only one area of that. We also know that overweight can affect our ability to sleep. Pain is another big area that affects our ability to sleep. Some individuals who have chronic illnesses such as arthritis, or even cancer patients who are experiencing pain, have difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep. And these are sort of special situations that affect our sleep patterns. But if they can be treated, they can restore the sleep pattern that will be the most helpful for that patient so that they can recover.
And just to add to that, Duke, sometimes if you do have what we refer to as sleep apnea, using the bathroom multiple times a night is sometimes an indicator of that as well. Because typically what happens is when you aren't breathing, the oxygen that's left in the body has to go to the vital organs. And unfortunately, the bladder and the kidneys aren't really that vital when it comes to the brain, lungs, and heart. So typically, individuals that have had that treated have noticed a decrease in going to the bathroom than they before they were on treatment.
Now, we just actually received an email question from a listener. Some people just don't like to call up and be on the air, and we can understand that. This person writes, I have lower back issues. I sleep on my side with a pillow between my knees. Is this okay? Should I have a special type of pillow? What do you think about that?
Well, I think the question is, how do they feel like they're getting a good night's sleep? Obviously, if they feel the remedies that they're doing right now is working, then I would say, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But ultimately, we do have a variety of specialized pillows for individuals that have various types of lower back or other ailments that I would encourage the viewer or listener to be able to come into our location, and we can be able to allow them to be able to try it out themselves and be able to decide if this is definitely better than what they're doing currently.
When people wake up in the morning, sometimes, I mean, there are few things that are better than waking up in the morning with that feeling that I got a great night's sleep, I've got plenty of energy, I feel well rested, I'm ready. And sometimes you wake up in the morning and you know you slept 8 hours minimum, but you still feel kind of draggy and tired. What's the right amount, and why would those morning wake-up feelings sometimes change from person to person, even with a sufficient number of hours?
Well, a lot of people always say to us, hey, I sleep 8 hours of sleep. I don't have a sleeping problem. I think getting to your answer, Duke, it's about what's the quality there. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's very important for us to be able to analyze, are we getting enough of the quality sleep, which is more of your deeper related cycles, that will indicate how you feel. Because I have individuals that obviously, if they get a good quality of sleep, may be able to have that energy feeling with only 6 hours of sleep. But ultimately, I would basically say for your answer is, based upon the person's symptoms, I would probably guess that their quality is not as well as it can be, and that's why they don't feel as great as they think they should with that amount of time of sleeping.
Okay. You folks are the experts, Laurent Deputy and Dr. Lucy Gambardella from Sleep Emporium. Give us your contact information, website, email, and all that stuff, please, Laurent, if you would.
Yes, it's the contact information is www.thesleepemporium.com, and our number is 302-313-5061. Obviously, with the weather inclement that's occurred over Lewis, we won't be open this weekend, but we'll resume being open on Monday from 10 to 6 o'clock. Look forward to hopefully seeing you guys come in and being able to give you guys a review of all the products that could help you get a good night's sleep.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Lucy, thank you for getting up at this ungodly hour on a Saturday morning and being with Lauren and me on Ask the Expert on WGMD. And I hope to see you both in the studio again very soon.
Thank you so much, Duke. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. 92.7 WGMD. It is 8:30. We're going to check the WGMD AccuWeather Marine Forecast for Delmarva. We've got Mary Lou in the newsroom. And then half hour number two of Ask the Expert, Dr. April Reed from Peninsula Veterinary Services. And your calls, too. Don't go away.
Here's your WGMD Marine Forecast. There's a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 a.m. on Sunday. Wind from the west, northwest at 15 to 25 knots today. Waters ice covered, visibility generally clear, wind from the northwest 12 to 25 knots tonight, mainly clear, wind from the west northwest at 6 to 12 knots tomorrow, visibility clear to the horizon. The next high tide will be at 11:01 a.m., the next low tide at 5:24 p.m. That's your WGMD Marine Forecast. This is Garrett Beck.
This Marine Weather Report is brought to you by Gunshooter Enterprises, your local gunsmith for buying, selling, manufacturing, and repairs in downtown Millsboro.